From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, September 9th. 10 stories from overnight sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from InfoQVim.async's edition modernizes NeoVim's async architecture for better stability. NeoVim has introduced a structured concurrency library and its Lua standard library via the Vim.async namespace. This framework provides a standardized method for managing async workflows, addressing issues related to task management and error propagation. It allows for cooperative scheduling and clear task hierarchies, improving plugin development and error handling in asynchronous operations. Next, second, from Kryptobriefing, Norway's August PPI surges, driven by oil and gas sector. Rising production costs in Norway's energy sector may drive global oil prices higher, impacting economic forecasts and market strategies. The post-Norway's August PPI surges, driven by oil and gas sector, appeared first on Kryptobriefing. Up next, third, from Le Monde, Acre, Element, de Lai A King, ESDU Unfo Campus Novel et un Rai Homage au Pouvoir de la Fiction. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, fourth, from Manga Bay, to save Europe's raptors, conservationists say, look to West Africa. In 2020, a juvenile osprey was fatally shot in Ghana. The bird, one of hundreds of raptors killed in similar circumstances across West Africa every year, had been fitted with a leg ring by the British Trust for Ornithology in Scotland the previous year. Ospreys Pandion haliaetus were locally extirpated in Scotland in the early 1900s due to persecution, and the bird killed in Ghana was part of a population reintroduced to that part of the UK beginning in the 1990s. Next, fifth, from the Hindu Top, Tamil Nadu CM Vijay to travel to London on first official overseas visit. Gold ring scheme launch postponed. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister C. Joseph Vijay is set to embark on his first official overseas visit since assuming office, traveling to London on September 10, 2026, to attract investments and hold discussions with entrepreneurs and industrialists. As a result of his week-long visit, the launch of the TVK government's flagship scheme, Thimaman Thangamatharam Thidam, has been postponed. Sources said Mr. Vijay would leave from Chennai Airport on the night of September 10 and arrive in London on September 11. During his stay in London, Mr. Up next, 6th, from Channel News Asia, Suhaimi Yusuf, Gurmit Singh visits Sheikh Haikal after cancer announcement. We joked, we laughed, we shed tears. Suhaimi Yusuf shared photos of the gathering at Haji Jaya on his Instagram, including one of Gurmit Singh embracing a tearful Sheikh. Local media personalities Suhaimi Yusuf, Gurmit Singh and Bernard Lee were among those who visited rapper Sheikh Haikal after he publicly announced his stage 4 colon cancer diagnosis. Suhaimi shared photos from their gathering at Sheikh's Chicken Rice Restaurant Haji Jaya on Instagram on Tuesday, Sep 8. The group was also joined by Sheikh's wife Annabelle Francis, as well as veteran Singaporean singers Mahani Mode and Kamalaya Latif. And then, 7th, from Cointelegraph, Gemini receives Singapore payment license for crypto services. Gemini's local entity is authorized to provide digital payment token and cross-border money transfer services without standard transaction volume limits. Crypto exchange Gemini has received a major payment institution MPI license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore MAS, completing its transition from in-principle approval granted nearly 2 years ago. On Wednesday, Gemini said the license was awarded to Gemini Digital Payments Singapore, its local entity. Next, 8th, from TechCrunch, Google DeepMind alumni are building tools to accelerate fusion power for the grid. Sometimes founders search high and low for the right startup idea, while other times it comes to them. Federico Felici and Jonas Buchli are two of the lucky ones. Over and over again, they heard the same thing from fusion companies. We would ideally buy many of the components to make our control system, but there isn't really anybody providing them, and especially there isn't anybody who speaks the language of fusion, Felici told TechCrunch. For years, the two founders have worked to develop new ways to control experimental fusion devices. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Markets, China lithium producers call for better data after price impact. And then, 10th, from CBS News, Stephanie Shaheen, Anthony DiLorenzo win New Hampshire primaries, CBS News projects. Pappas is running for the Senate seat held by Democratic Sen. Jeanne Shaheen, who is not seeking re-election. The House Republicans' campaign arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, considers the seat a top target this year. Democrats have held the southeastern New Hampshire seat since 2017, but it was highly competitive in the decade before, switching parties 5 times since the 2006 election. The University of Virginia's Center for Politics ranks it as lean Democrat, while the Cook Political Report ranks it likely Democrat. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.